That easy, that quick?
That quick, you did it. You're a fucking star, dude.
From Skeller Records, it's the End of the Shell Show! In today's episode, Suspicious Minds Are Confirmed. We talk with Carey Brothers, who will reign supreme. And Pearl Jam jams 24/7. We want you to enter the show. And as always, we are following our little countdown to the T, and we will tell you what's hot into the world of iTunes. And we're going to take a look at the albums and singles, and we're going to start it off with number 5. At number 5, we got Total Eclipse of the Heart, one of my, you know, personal favorite songs, featuring Jonathan Groff and the cast of Glee. Then at number 4, we have Airplanes featuring Hayley Williams of Paramore, and that's dropping from 2 and B.O.B.
Oh, yeah. That's my girl Kesha coming in at number 3 this week on the iTunes single charts with her song My First Kiss, and that's 303.
And dropping from number 1, OMG, featuring will.i.am, Usher, you fell. Good for you.
And our new number 1 single that everybody's been going out in droves. I didn't even know this was out.
I didn't even know it's out.
I haven't even heard it yet.
Right?
No. I don't even have it.
You don't even have it. And everybody's been buying it.
I didn't even know Eminem was still alive.
Yeah, and that's Not Afraid, Eminem. Look at that. That's a look at your top 5 singles blazing up the charts. At number 5, we're going to take a look at the albums. And that's Glee, The Music, Volume 3. And at number 4, a resurgence yet again. This is like the third time that this has been on the albums. And that's Lady Gaga with her Fame Monster, monstering it up.
Beautiful girl. This album. Coming in at number 3 this week, we've got B.O.B. Presents The Adventures of Bobby Ray, and actually dropping from number 1 last week.
Deftones coming in at number 2, Diamond Eyes.
And your number 1 album. That's The Oracle, Godsmack. And let's look at what everyone's been buying.
Yes, yes. Hey, if you want to take a closer look at these singles and albums getting the most download action on iTunes, we're making it easy for you. Just head on over to our website. That's entertheshell.com. And also, don't forget, if you're going to head over to iTunes, you might as well download the Enter the Shell show, because we're on there and it's absolutely free.
Every week, our editor-in-chief, Sarah, brings us the latest albums and cover reviews on entertheshell.com. This week, Sarah takes a close look at the album... Oh, yeah, you got it. Sea of Cowards, The Dead Weathers. Awesome, awesome album. Check it out. The songs that are on this album include Die by Drops, which you're listening to right now, and Gasoline, because this album freaking blows me away, rocks my socks, however you want to put it, it does it. And you got to check out the cover review this week, because one of the all-time great songs... Not only a movie, but a movement. Lean on Me, originally performed by Bill Withers, now is being covered by Club Nouveau.
You can call me Batman.
Hey-o. Yep.
So, funny enough, I'm sorry, everybody. One thing, just, I got to get off my chest. And I know this is music news, and I know you're listening to the music news, and I know you like the music news. But, you know, some things happen in politics sometimes, and you have to be a little more cultured. And I feel that at this moment, everybody in the room, you listening, I feel that we have been greatly, greatly cheated by your president, Obama.
Well, he's our president.
Your president.
Our president.
I didn't vote for him. You know, he likes to come in and, you know... Oh, yeah, you know, the new free health care, you know, the national health care. Yeah. Oh, we're going to save billions and trillions of dollars. Yeah. Guess what? This week, they just found out. Yes, they did the math, and an extra $115 billion in one decade. Trillions of dollars in the next two decades. And then he goes off, and I think I played hockey against this. I don't even know if she's a chick or not. This Ellen Kagan. He's going to appoint her to as a chief justice. The woman wasn't even, and I use that term loosely, wasn't even a freaking judge. So there goes my rant.
Well,
I'm just upset.
Well, but
I don't think that she has any qualifications. I don't think that she should even be attempted. I think it's just another ploy by your president to try to, you know.
Well, if you allow me to retort real quick, if you don't mind, I believe 51 out of the last 111 chief justices had no previous experience.
They were judges. They were at least sitting on a court. They at least sat.
No,
they
had
sat,
no previous.
They sat and they felt that they were, you know. They were. It's just, you know, Obama's taking all these liberties with his position, and you know, it's a Democratic House, so she's going to naturally get elected.
Exactly, and you know,
it's an unfortunate thing.
And like Obama said, there would be change. He didn't say whether it'd be good or not. He said that there was going to be change, right?
Yeah, change. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, like, so what if Keegan looks like a guy?
Saying that. You know, I'm saying she has no qualifications.
I'm saying she does because she's a human being, and you know,
she has the right to sit on the court just because
she does.
I'm a human being. Why aren't I on the Chief Justice?
Well, why aren't you applying to be a part of this Chief Justice? Obviously, if she has no experience and you have no experience, then
maybe she should get a Justin Bieber haircut and she would be okay.
That's what she would be.
If she did get a Justin Bieber haircut, you know what? I'd be for it.
He's originally from Nashville, and now he resides right here in the beautiful city of Angels with us. His music has been featured in the soundtrack for the movie Garden State. He's a fabulous guy. We've got Carrie Brothers on the phone with us tonight. Carrie, welcome to the Enter the Shell show.
Hello.
Hello,
what's
Carrie.
What's going on?
Hey, you.
Yeah,
what's
Carrie.
Up, guys?
Yeah, so like we mentioned earlier before, you were in Nashville. You used to live in Nashville, but you still have family that's still out there, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And how are they doing ever since the floods hit Nashville?
Floods been kind of brutal to Nashville. I mean, it's, you know, like downtown is under like feet of water, and luckily my family just missed getting flooded out, so not too bad. But it's going to take a little time for them to recover. Unfortunately, oil spills and terrorist bombings in New York have made people kind of miss what's going on in Nashville.
I know,
totally.
Yeah. We haven't missed what's going on, though. So if you want to donate to the Red Cross and help Nashville out, we would like you to text the word Red Cross, all one word, to 90999. And that's going to get $10, and that's going to go to Nashville for the flooding over there.
And it's really important that we remember, you know, we gave all this money to Haiti, and now it's time to give back to our own people.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. And speaking of giving money back, you know, Carrie, you have an album, Under Control, that's now available on iTunes. And with that, how is that process going? How are you enjoying that album out there?
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's been out there for like a month, and it's been doing great. I was away for a little bit, so I haven't been in the States the whole time while it's been out. But I put out this record independently, so kind of doing it all on my own again after I bought my way out of my old label deal. So it's just cool to have that kind of control again and be you know, it's my ship. I like it.
Well, Under Control, you know what? I got to tell you, Carrie, I've been listening to it, and I got to tell you, I heard the cover you did of Level 42 song Something About You, and I got to say, it was freaking awesome. And I saw that you had one of my favorite girls on there, Laura Jensen. And
oh yeah.
How did the song collaboration go? I mean, you and her. How did that work out?
Well, Laura and I have known each other forever. You know, she's a hotel cafe person as well. Plays over at the hotel cafe in Hollywood. And her, we share the same producer on our record, Bill Leffler, who did my record and her record. And she came in and just rocked that in like a day, and it was just amazing. I mean, she's just got such a beautiful voice. It was a no-brainer to have her on there.
Totally. Hey, so, Carrie, a couple things here. I like that you don't have a little southern accent. I was kind of expecting you to have one. But another thing that I like about you is, you know, many artists focus their efforts on radio exposure. And it seems that, you know, your songs are getting out to the public through film and television shows. And is that kind of, I guess, an avenue that you fell into? Or was that something that you decided, oh, I'm going to go this way and I'm going to be different?
Well, I mean, it was a little of both. I think, you know, after the stuff happened with Garden State, a lot of the music supervisors and people who put songs in film really kind of started calling me up and seeing what I had and coming over to the Hotel Cafe and seeing everybody over there play. And it just seemed like, you know, these days you got to pay so much money and do all this stuff to get on radio. And mm-hmm. I still have a single that's out there right now. And luckily that's doing great. But to me, it's like I feel like TV is the new radio. TV and film are kind of the new radio in a way. Because that's where so many people are hearing music now for the first time.
Totally. I totally agree. So would you say that you're more of a melody or lyric person?
No, I'm a melody guy. I always have to. If the song didn't get stuck in my head for more than 24 hours after I start writing something, then I abandon it. I'm not the kind of guy that goes around with like a little notepad writing words down.
You don't have that notepad right by your bed?
I'm writing all of this down right now.
So you keep on talking about this hotel cafe tour. Can you kind of explain a little bit about it and how did it get started and how has it shaped you as a singer and songwriter?
Well, Hotel Cafe was a great room in Hollywood. It's a really good community of artists that really non-competitive or good competitive. But you know, in the kind of this, you know, dog-eat-dog mentality of Los Angeles, it's just a really comfortable place to play, and it was a great place to kind of really learn how to really just think about songwriting again. And I've just met so many good friends there, like Sarah Bareilles and Joshua Radin and Laura Jansen and Ingrid Michaelson, and mm-hmm. just the list goes on and on and on of like our group. And once we realized that everybody started doing pretty well, then we said, let's put a tour together. And it was kind of, which you know, is just as much an excuse to tour with all of your friends as it is anything.
God,
you know,
party.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I get to be on a bus for 6 weeks with all my best friends. Okay, sign me up.
You're like, this is weird. I love my life.
Yeah, so I put that tour together with the owners of the hotel, and we've been doing that for like 4 years now, and we're going to try to get another one up hopefully later this year, the beginning of next year.
Oh, good deal.
Yes. Awesome. So you grew up in Nashville, and you grew up, what in like the 80s, in that time era. And did you end up loving country music? Because everyone, you know, from Nashville loves country music.
No, I ended up hating country music.
An honest man, yes.
Oh, man. I've got to go with you.
It was like I was drowning in country music. And until I came up for air and left Nashville, I didn't appreciate it. I mean, once I left, then I got country and I got what Nashville's about. But it was just like everything was just tall hats, and even the minor league baseball team mascot is a guy swinging a guitar at a baseball. It was just like
perfect.
the Nashville sound. That was my only sports team growing up.
Nice. Well, we want to help you, so we're gonna tell all of our listeners to go out and request your song that you have right now, and that's Ghost Town. Call your radio stations, call everybody, and let them know that that song needs to be played. Also, your album, Under Control, is available on iTunes, and you can also find you at carriebrothers.com and myspace.com/carriebrothers. Thank you so much for being on, and you know, we really look forward to hearing from you again, okay?
Absolutely, man. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
All right. And just one more mention, help Nashville out, you know? Help Carrie's place out, you know?
Help his family.
Yeah, help his family.
Help my people.
That's right.
So text the name Red Cross, all one word, to 90999 and donate $10 to help Nashville.
Awesome. All right? Carrie, thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much, Carrie. Thanks, we'll talk to you soon, man.
See you guys.
See ya.
And coming up next week, he just moved to Los Angeles from Paris. He writes scores for films. His name is Arian Soleil, and we're excited to have him on the show.
California. It's that time to quench your thirst. Let's take a look at the drink of the week.
Oh, bartender, talk to us.
All right, you guys. So this week, coming after a long, long, long night of horrible drinking on Cinco de Mayo, I took a quick little break and decided that this week I'd bring back a little drink that I made about 4 years ago. It's easy to make. It's quite a few ingredients, but it's worth all the weight. You'll need 1.5 ounce of bourbon whiskey. You'll need 1/2 ounce pomegranate juice. You'll need a little orange liqueur, 1/2 a lime juice, and go ahead and give that a nice little shake. Hopefully, hopefully using your favorite glass. And then top it with a little ginger ale and an orange slice wheel. And that's it. It's called the Cali Breeze.
Orange slice wheel.
Orange slice wheel.
I think Turtle would cut his finger off if he tried to do that.
Orange slice wheel.
Okay, hold on. Pass it over here.
Yeah. So now we went cheap today. We only have one cup, so now we're all, it's ghetto style.
We're taking a sip from our pimp cup. Or was it our pimp juice cup?
Yeah, I got my grill on.
Oh, that is awesome.
Hey, well, if you want to take a closer look at this drink recipe, you can just head on over to entertheshell.com and the bartender will be serving up a new recipe for you every flipping week.
All right, everybody, 1, 2, 3, cheers!
Yay! This is goes down much easier than last week's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that pinwheel. That orange wheel really
it's very tart,
yeah,
and
right?
Nice.
The pinwheel. Right? Isn't it a pinwheel or something? I don't know. A lot of things have been said about good old Elvis the King.
The King.
Yeah, but nothing has been said about his bowels until lately.
Oh, sad.
Dude, it turns out that the King could have been saved, whether or not you believe he's dead or not. Okay,
I believe he could have been saved.
Yeah, right? And that's because we're finding reports that he could have died from, chronic constipation? What's chronic constipation?
Chronic constipation is where you have, some people are genetically predisposed to having either spastic colons. Spastic colons make you poop a lot. And you can't control it, and it's actually a very serious disease. People have to wear adult diapers, and that's where it all came from. But he had the inverse, where his colon wasn't reactive, so he had problems pushing out stool. And his mother had this, actually. So if you go back in time, so he was predisposed. The problem was Elvis was very. They started to treat it, and he was extremely self-conscious about it because he would have accidents with the medication that they gave him. He would have accidents on the actual stage,
right?
Yeah, where he'd have to jump off and go and change. And he's the King,
and
so
he was
really,
the shit.
Yeah, and literally, and you can't just go and change. You know, it's very. Ego, anytime a man has a problem with his ass, that has to deal a lot with his ego.
Definitely. You know, I think I could have gone my entire life without knowing this, because this kind of, you know, it does humanize the King, but at the same time, it's kind of like a kind of weird thing.
Well, I still love the King.
You know who else I love? That's Kai Celebrity Corner.
Oh, you're so good to me, Turtle. Hey, from mean girls to not so clean girls, here's a look at what's happening in Hollywood this week. So, you know, Pink has been off and on with her husband, Carrie Hart, and I think they're back together right now.
No, yeah. I can't take this.
They are back together.
Because there have been all these rumors right now that she's pregnant. There was a picture of her in the magazine that had
baby
a little
baby
bump. But right now, her rep says that she's not expecting, but maybe something down the line.
What are they going to name it, Orange or something?
You guys think she's going to be a good mom?
I think she'd be an awesome mom, actually.
She's actually a really cool chick.
I wonder what would happen when she starts getting the morning sickness. You know,
she'll probably write a song about it. Speaking of somebody who's maybe not the best parent or person right now, Tiger Woods.
Oh, come on, poor Tiger.
Okay, listen to this. His life continues to unravel. Monday evening, so a couple days ago, his coach, Hank Haney, quit.
Oh, his swing coach.
Via text message.
Well, you know, Haney actually, I kind of saw a little bit of this, and they had a discussion about it, and Haney had gone off and said that it was a little more, Tiger has a little more problems than just his swing, if you know what I mean.
Okay, but do you think it's appropriate to quit over a text message?
I've had people quit over text messages.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, is that what the world's coming to?
But you know what? You're missing the best part of this story, of a Tiger Woods story. And the best part of this story is, you know, we all remember the porn star that he had sex with, right?
I met her.
Yeah, you met her?
Yeah.
Did you hear that they're going to release that new movie?
Really?
The 11th Hole?
Yes!
She's now going to be the girl known as the 11th Hole.
That's rad.
And to be fair, he did cover all 18.
He did.
He covered all 18. Good for him.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Good for
him.
Tiger. You know, I just feel bad for Tiger. I think his wife is kind of taking advantage of him now.
Well, she's going to get all this money.
Yeah,
so,
unfortunately. Yeah. I think Tiger just was a guy, you know. He's fell into the...
Right? He fell into it 20 times.
And he got caught.
Just an accident.
He just got caught.
I love the name of that, the 11th hole.
I know. Well, let's talk about Jessica Simpson.
Chevy? Nah. Are you talking about Chevy?
Well, do you guys like her? What do you think? You think she's hot?
I think she's hot.
Okay. Yeah. You think she's hot?
I think she was
until
hotter.
Until she opens up her mouth.
No. I think she was hotter back like when she did Dukes of Hazzard. Now? Yeah.
Oh,
now
she was hot
doing
in that,
that
movie.
Now that she's doing that, that what she goes around
she's
the world.
She's like all natural.
Yeah, she's going around the world trying to find with that gay dude and the two chick
Ken
and that
Pavis
other chick.
Yeah. She in The Amazing Race or something?
It looks like The Amazing Race.
It's like this beauty show. They're like traveling and learning about all these different cultures. Well, long story short, she's trying to make this comeback right now. And granted, I'll give her props. She's got some nice purses and she has a cute, you know, shoe line and this and that. And her boobs are nice. But her pearly white smile is not as nice as you think. Jessica Simpson was recently on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and she revealed that she only brushes her teeth about 3 times a week.
Oh, that's gross.
And
gross.
She said, listen, my teeth are so white. This is what she said. My teeth are so white, and I don't like them to feel too slippery. She says, I don't brush them every day. I'll use a t-shirt or something.
That's gross.
That's gross. But, you know, I wonder what her new boyfriend is thinking about this. You know, rumors have it that she actually is being seen with that dude from the Hurt Locker.
I know. I saw some pictures of them.
Yeah,
It'll be interesting to see if
that's her new beau or not.
Or if this will blow up in her face like every other one.
Oh. I thought you were mentioning the Hurt Locker.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Or it's going to blow up like that In-N-Out double-double that she ate.
Delicious.
Right in her face.
Well, one person
there you go, Papa Joe.
One person that I would love to take to In-N-Out and have a burger with is our amazing blogger, Milo. And every week, Milo serves up a fabulous little write-up called Artist of the Week. So if you haven't seen it or read it on entertheshell.com, make sure you check it out this week. Here's some clues about who he's writing about this week. It's an oldie but a goodie. This band provided the soundtrack to all the lowriders in East LA during the late 60s. Have any idea who I'm talking about?
Yes.
They are a Chicano rock band, but they never had a number one hit on the Billboard charts. And if you cruise down Whittier Boulevard in Los Angeles, then you would be serenaded by this band.
You would be literally serenaded?
Yes.
Would we literally, they would pop out and like sing to us?
Yes.
And then they jack us.
And they jack us, yeah.
And if you want to know more about this, you're going to check out the blog section Friday and you'll find out Chicano Park and what all that good stuff means.
Pearl Jam.
One of the greatest songs of all time.
Oh, greatest song that I still have no idea what it means.
Go Seattle.
No, can't sing it.
No.
Nobody can. It's just a move.
Here. It's
I love Pearl Jam.
Outrageous. So he's about to. I'm like waiting till he sings because I love when he starts singing. Here right now. Here. Oh, anyway, I'm sorry. So you can actually hear this song as many times as you want now because Pearl Jam has launched Pearl Jam Radio.
Yay!
Ayo,
and this
I love
is something
it.
That I only seen a few bands do as of recent. And the last band that I've seen do this is Cake.
Oh.
And that's you go on their website and you click and then, you know, all of a sudden, you're going to get content like, for example, Pearl Jam, they're doing concerts, 32 concerts that they're going to be playing, as well as all their bootlegs, as well as songs from all their different albums.
Wow.
So I think they're reinventing, you know, they were one of the first bands to come out with that iTunes cocktail that we talked about a long time ago.
Didn't they have a concert like right in the middle of the World Series?
Yeah, yeah.
Like totally. Right next
yeah.
door?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So when the Phillies were playing the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
So do you get to hear the crowd in the background from the Phillies-Yankees game?
It depends on the engineer, on the sound engineer. If he was you know, wanting to do that sound.
Incorporate it.
But, you know, I think a lot of bands need to start doing this and become more interactive with all their music and their music catalog. Pearl Jam keeps on continuing to push forward in this movement, in this new internet era. What do you guys think?
Sure.
I think it's awesome. I love Pearl Jam.
And you know what else we love? Bunch of shout-outs.
Ayo.
That's right. If you comment, leave us a message on Facebook or on nerdoftheshell.com, we will give you a shout out and say thank you. This week's shout outs go out to Charlie Banham and the Hoser and Rosa, you the Ho, and Mark Doty.
That's right, and it doesn't stop there. My boy, David, Yanira, DJ Will, and Christopher Jefferson, and actually probably a ton more of people because we kind of got hit with a bunch of new people right as we were walking in to the studio. So all of our new people, tune in next week and we'll give you some love.
Oh, Danny boy.
This one is actually really, really sad. Jazz star Lena Horne has passed away in New York at the age of 92. She was the first black performer to be signed to a long-term Hollywood contract in 1943. Lena Horne sang the title song for the new classic Stormy Weather. Most importantly, Lena Horne was known for her civil rights work and was an outspoken she was very outspoken about racial discrimination. She will be missed. Her talent was amazing, and there is nobody that has done more for civil rights next to Martin Luther King.
Obama. Must go and
I must you sullied that. You know that, right? You totally sullied that by using his name.
I had no choice.
Yeah. I'm going to send you to Arizona.
I don't need to. I'm doing a documentary on it. It'll be up by Friday.
Oh. All right, enough, you two. Listen, I want to give a super duper special thanks to the wonderful Carey Brothers for being on the show. You've been just such a pleasure.
Yeah, and also don't forget, check out our Twitter, Newswire, our Facebook, our iTunes, all that which can be seen and be found on entertheshell.com. Demo Legend 3000 time. Carey Brothers, Eminem, Double Double, The Oracle, Godsmack, Supreme Court, Elvis, Pearl Jam Radio, Chronic Constipation, and Stools. That means it's done.
Yay.
So, Kai, if you will rip open and tell us the moral of today's show.
All right. Let's see here. Oh, looks like the demoralizer was actually listening to the show today, trying to encompass some of the things that we talked about
that
here.
That demoralizer 3000.
All right.
So you're talking about Keegan?
Yeah, I know. The moral of this wonderful Enter the Shell show, according to the demoralizer 3000, is, I quote, "My sombrero is too big for the bathroom."
There it is.
I'm going to do another one.
Do another one. Find another. That's going to do it. Thank you so much for all of our guests on the show. And we will see you next time. We are out of here. Later.